With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. I'm Asia, and as always, I'm joined by my awesome co-host, Amy. Amy, how's it going?
Asia, I can tell when someone's attention is elsewhere. Is there anyone else that you have some sort of affinity for that you would rather be podcasting with?
Okay, there's no one else, but what I'm picturing is just like the perfect podcast co-host, and that's just what I'm comparing to.
I was gonna say, you know, that's not real, but you know, you've podcasted with Taryn, so I guess you know, I can't blame you.
If that's our standard now, the podcaster perfection is
a podcast robot, Taryn. You know, yes. You can't, it's just like programmed.
Right. It's like there are no glitches. Oh, gosh.
This episode.
What an episode. I swear, they just keep alternating who is just going to make me more upset each week. Just like, okay, who can outshine the other?
Yeah. Who's going to have a meltdown? Like, we're just getting. Mm-hmm. Whiplash, like, what's going on? I thought this couple was locked solid.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like, there aren't many moments that a show can just like, or I guess people on a show can just get under my skin. Mm-hmm. But there was a moment of this episode that I was just like, I don't know if I can keep watching. I think I might have to pause and come back because right now I'm so upset. So upset. And I just like, it was justice for Bao, justice for Brett. Even somebody helped Rachel. It was just, what is going on? Why is, I don't know. I don't know what the problem is, because I in the past I've said like, okay, maybe they just need more mature. Like if there was a guy that had an issue, it's like, okay, maybe they just need to cast older men. I'm like, all of these guys are 35. It just seems like a prime age. It's
They've
like,
gone too long with nobody calling them on their BS.
Yes. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's almost like there's this short window of time where, I mean, it goes for both. I mean, well, I'll say guys. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be sound super biased, but I feel like there's this short window of time where guys are like at the right age to be mature enough, like mature enough in relationships to where there's still room for change and growth. Mm-hmm. And then once they reached a little bit over that, then it's like, no, I'm this way for a reason. I've never settled for a reason, as Johnny said. So it's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're here to talk about episode 12 of season 13 of Married at First Sight. If this is your first episode, we talk about this show where people actually meet their spouse at the altar. So this season, 5 couples met at the altar and are going through this 8-week experiment to see if they want to stay married or get a divorce. If this It is the beginning of the month. So we are at the beginning of October. So it's the best time, if ever, to become a patron of Rob Has a Podcast. So definitely go to robhasawebsite.com/patron to see all of the awesome options. Rob has so many patron only podcast specifically for Survivor. And during the Big Brother season, he has patron only podcasts for Big Brother. And then there are just awesome perks that come along the way, like Patron Mafia coming up this week. I think it's actually tonight, since we're recording this on a Friday. They are doing a Patron Mafia. So a lot of fun to be had as a patron. So definitely go out there and become a Rob Has a Podcast patron. So let's jump right into it. Oh, my goodness. So, of course, it wouldn't be right if we didn't start with Johnny and Belle. I mean, they were this episode. Mm-hmm. It was just segment after segment. And I mean, I have so much grief with so much that happened.
They're the only ones that got an expert intervention, which we've yes. talked about. Can't the experts just be on call at some point, you know? So they actually did it this time.
And yeah, apparently it's possible. Mm-hmm. I loved how Pastor Cal was in the car.
Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't put together as he usually yeah. is.
He's like, whoa, I'm at my other job. I need to...
I was golfing. Yeah, I don't...
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have his glasses on like he usually does. I think he probably right. like, put his sunglasses up or something. And
right. He's like, wait, y'all need me? Mm-hmm. So we're on the heels of the last episode where, like, things are going well, but things are going well for them throughout the episode. But then they had that group dinner and it ended terribly because Johnny felt like Bao was not being sincere. And he felt like she was lying about the things that she's doing. And she was telling the other couples. And so they kind of left that group dinner upset, didn't talk on the way home in the Uber. And so Johnny was, Bao was out on the balcony talking to us, saying like, okay, she's feeling really deflated from yesterday, but she was like, I'm going to have to just woman up. And I guess I'm going to just have to romance my husband.
Yeah. So she has like one perspective of like, okay, he's just upset about this one thing. But mm-hmm. then when we see what Johnny's doing, it's like he's trying to entrap her and like, oh, so you think this was effort, you know, like, yeah. like as we watch this, it's just so weird. Like I'm like, oh, he's really like still on this about like she's been lying and she's two different people, and he's trying to like catch her in all these things, it seems like.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, when you're at that point, you're just looking for anything wrong. Like, he is picking apart anything she says, because if you're happy or you see the good in someone, you're not just picking apart all these little things. Like, you're not saying, if she says like, yeah, I cook. No, we cook together. What are you like? What are you? Why are you saying I?
Right. What's gourmet, you know?
Like. Right. I saw someone on Twitter say, Bao says good morning. And Johnny's like, I don't like women who say good morning.
Yeah.
I need to be greeted
some other way. Hello. Yeah.
Right. Why would she want me to have a good morning every morning?
You know, it's good yet. Like, the morning's not over yet.
Right. Exactly. Oh, gosh. But before they got into all of this drama, they were cooking a bolognese together and they were just kind of like making small talk. And one thing that stood out to me was Johnny asked her what she likes to do with someone more than she likes to do alone. And she's like, I like chores and like bedroom activities. And I have a magic drawer of things. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay. He's like, okay, I wouldn't be against you pulling out one of these things.
So it's confusing for me because I was watching on the app and had the captions. I don't know if the captions are just automatically there, but mm-hmm. it was like, she was talking about chores and like, I really like doing chores with people. And then the caption was saying, and I have a happy chore for myself and I want to share that happy chore with someone else. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, can I be involved? And it got all flirty and I had to rewind a few times. But the caption was correct for Johnny. It said drawer. So I was like, one of these makes more sense. And, yeah. But I wouldn't have put it past Bao to be like, I have this chore that I haven't revealed to anyone. And, you know, I really love scrubbing, you know, trash cans and something. And I would love that to do with someone else. So it was funny.
Yeah.
That's so she's trying to like this shows she's trying to do like more the flirting that he wants. Like he has that whole like Hollywood view of like you're gonna be flirting throughout the day until it culminates in like going together. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's trying.
She is. And she says like she's naturally not like just flirty all the time, but she's intentionally trying to be more flirty because she knows he likes it. Mm-hmm. So like she's definitely she is trying to put forth effort. Then they play this little game of truth and sip where they just sip if they don't answer. And Bao does reveal that like if decision day was tomorrow, she would stay married because she feels like all her previous relationships, she's been the one to end it. And so she wants she told herself like this relationship, I'm not quitting. So. And that dinner, I mean, that cooking the dinner ended on a positive note. Like they kissed and like it seemed uplifting. Like, OK, a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as these couples love to do on this season, one step in the right direction and then four steps back. So,
yeah.
So they're eating dinner and. Just, I don't know if it's the Prosecco they're drinking or what, but Johnny feels the need to take things in a different direction. And he's like, all right, let's continue truth or sip. Mm-hmm. So do you think that like what you're doing is 100% effort? And she's like, well, I think I'm like doing everything I can. He's like, okay, well, if your 100% is my 100%, then your 100% is my 150%. It's like, you know, he's like, you're not like, I feel like I'm doing all the things. I'm planning the dates. I'm planning the date nights. I'm being flirty. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And he's just like, she's like, well, I'm trying. And he just like is obviously upset that she thinks she's trying.
And then what it is, it's like he doesn't count anything she does that is not his favorite thing. Mm-hmm. So he gets so mad, like, when you bake, that is not for me.
Yeah.
You know I don't eat that stuff. Like, he's just, it's like, I don't normally eat that. I just eat that because you made it for me. And she's like, I'm trying to learn what you like. And, you know, to just get so mad at somebody for, like, baking. I mean, I guess unless he's on, like, a very specific diet where it's like he should not be having that or something.
Right.
He could just say like, okay, this is a treat once in a while, or I actually am like one of those weird people that doesn't like donuts, or, you know, like something, but like to just be like, I can't believe you would do that. Like, and then that's like, that's not counted towards her effort when that is something to go out of the way and do. It's like, oh, you just like doing this thing. So that none of this counts. Like it only counts if she does something she hates doing just for him or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if that's the criteria, he's not even taking into account her trying to flirt with him and be flirty and initiate things. Mm-hmm. He's like even just like wanting to have sex. He's thinking like she wants it because she likes doing it. You know,
like, yeah,
it's so annoying. So he's like, he calls her out by saying she's not being consistent. And she's like, you're not appreciating the things I do. He's like, I need everyday gestures. Like if you're going out for a run in the morning, like invite me to come with you. If you're going to get up and do yoga, invite me to do yoga with you. He's like, I want to do this stuff.
That was weird too, because it just seemed like she'd have to be a mind reader, you know, because is he on some sort of like, okay, I need more motivation to like, it just seemed very specific to like health or something. Like if I need more motivation to like get on my workout plan, or I don't want someone bringing baked goods around and you need to be like keeping me accountable. It felt more like something like that. And then it's another thing too. It's like, if she just were to do that and didn't know that that's what he wanted, you know, like when you're in the morning, you don't always want to just get up. So I could see him snapping at her for doing that. Like, hey, I'm going to go for a run. Want to come? And he'd be like, what? Like, I need my sleep, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like he doesn't realize that he could communicate this kind of stuff in a positive manner. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be in the midst of an argument that she finds out that he wants to do all these active things with her.
I could see she would totally love to have him come along for those things. Like,
yeah,
he just has to say, hey, invite me next time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go. And she's like, oh, great. You know?
Right. And we've seen them do yoga together. So yeah. I guess that was like a one time thing. And he doesn't like for things to just happen once. I don't know. But it's I guess kind of like his breaking point in this conversation was she was like, I'm frustrated because you don't give me credit for any of the things I do. And he's like, I don't give you credit. And then he gets up and like leaves the room.
Yeah.
Like, and it's one of those, like, they didn't expect him to get up at all because there were like producers in the background of their apartment. Like, okay, well, let me get out of the way. And she's like, telling us in her confessional, like, I really want him to be less negative. And then he like yells in the bedroom out of frustration.
They had to bleep it.
Right. He's like having a tantrum in the bedroom. And then he comes out and he's just like talking all soft to her. And he's just like, I just don't think we're compatible. And he says he doesn't understand why they handle things so differently. And I just want to commend Bal for being so calm and so patient during this entire conversation, like from the dinner to him storming out to him coming back. Like, she's maintained her calmness throughout this entire thing. And she even tells him, like, I'm not against you and I'm not going anywhere. And then she tells us in a confessional, like, hey, I just, right now, I feel like I just have to be the stronger one in the scenario.
I know, but that, it made me nervous because I was like, oh, I could see him watching this back and just getting mad about that. Like,
yep.
How dare you say that you're the stronger one when, you know, I've had to put up with you baking donuts and, you know, or whatever it was. And then, I just feel so bad for Bao in this moment.
Oh.
And I think, they were not prepared. And I think they had this whole, like, oh, we're going to have a segment of them going to his family event, you know, and yes. I think that's maybe why Pastor Cal was brought in, where it's like, this screwed up our production schedule. Like, we thought we'd have like this footage of them doing these activities together. And we had to
now we're having to be in two places because Bao's not there.
Mm-hmm. Use the security footage to prove what she's doing.
Right. Right. So it's frustrating because it seems like, okay, they kind of come to an agreement of like, well, not really, just her saying like, I'm not leaving. So naturally he leaves. We find out he doesn't stay at the apartment that night. She obviously feels like she's the one putting in more effort because she's the one that's still there. So, you know, it's like, if you're basing it on who's trying it, I mean, I would think it's the person who's sticking it out.
Yeah. And I also thought that when she was kind of comforting him, like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I think that was great, but I don't think, like, he's spinning out about how she's totally incompatible for him. So I think that like might've caused him to freak out more. Like,
yeah,
oh, I'm stuck with her. I don't want to, you know, right. This, like, terrible, why aren't you person. Going yeah.
Yeah. Nothing she was saying was making him feel better. Mm-hmm. But we do find, like you mentioned, we find out that he's having this party at his family's house. And so she's like, OK, I'm just going to put on a happy face, you know, because now the party is today. So she's like, I'm putting on a happy face. I'm going to memorize his family's names in Mandarin. And she was like going through the names, trying to memorize them, even after he didn't sleep there that night. Like, even after that blow up, she was still like, OK, let me be on top of it and still memorize these names.
Yeah, she's committed to going to these things because you remember where they had that party, like housewarming party, and they were in a bad spot then, and she's like, I just want to get through it, but she's going to do it. But this, like, she was really like looking forward to it. She was going to be there to meet his family, and she wasn't going to be the one to be like, I don't feel comfortable after like how you treated me or whatever.
Right, exactly. And so he's at the party and he's making it seem like she didn't come, you know, like there was nothing about the vibe he gave was just like, I didn't want her to come at first. Like, he's having a good time. And then we see Bao's like, well, he called me and told me he doesn't want me to go. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh. So I was just like, Bao was willing, but we find out from him that he's like, I don't want my family to start liking her and her to start liking my family. And I don't even like her. Right. I'm like, this is like just the start of many harsh things he says this episode.
Yeah. Like, thinking about it, I bet it was almost like, oh, like, she's going to look so perfect there and they're all going to like mm-hmm. her and no one's going to be on my side.
Yeah. So what's hilarious is they still were like, Johnny, you have to be, they were still on Bao's side.
Right. Like, even with his like skewed view of what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he gave his version and they're just, he's like, he said, he did say, like, I want a high school romance, right?
Yeah.
Like, is this High School Musical?
I know. Like, that's what everybody wants.
Yeah. Like, are you Troy Bolton? Like, why are you? That right there was showing that's how him and Ryan truly yeah. love.
Well, and you're in high school, you live with your parents, you don't have to like share a living space with somebody, so maybe they both had like a great like high school love or something that was just like yeah. didn't last, it was just like a summer thing. It's like, no, you're not just going on dates and hooking up.
Yeah. Right. It's not, yeah, it's like back when you didn't have a care in the world, no mm-hmm. bills. No, yeah. That's not real.
No, was it his mom or his aunt that was like, you're not in high school?
Yeah, it's just like, you're not in high school anymore.
I hate to tell you that. Like, it's so cute.
Exactly. And so, yeah, it was, I loved that they were still like, they were being real with him. They weren't just trying to like stroke his ego and like, yeah, you shouldn't settle for less. Because he tells his aunt, like, I have high expectations and she's not meeting them. And he's like, the more I learn about her, the less I like about her. And he claims he's been single for this long because he hasn't settled for less.
Yeah. And it's really just like what Brett and Ryan is doing.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. The more I learn, like, it's just such a horrible thing to say. It's like, yeah.
So terrible.
You're not on a dating app. It's not just a photo, you know?
Yes, exactly. Like, it's so frustrating because it's just like, okay, when you say things like that, y'all don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
You say the more you like, the more you find out about her, the less you like. So that's going to continue because is one thing you learn that you like, you're like, oh, wait, okay, I like this one thing. Okay, we're good. We're going to make it. No. Mm-hmm. Like, he genuinely dislikes her. Like, he doesn't even like her as a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but based on how, like, the things he'll say, like, right into her face, and we see sure. it in the preview as well, so.
Yeah, I'm just, I just don't get it. I don't get the, where is the human decency at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, like, even, I'm just trying to think of, like, the worst couples from the past. Like, I mean, a lot of them that didn't work out was simply due to the fact that they just didn't like each other as people. But I don't know. I'm trying to.
But they did like each other. Like, they hung out socially. It's not like, and this whole time, like, they've been going strong for the most part, you know, like from the beginning. So to like mm-hmm. have this 180, you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And what gets me is the entire time, well, like, while he's at the party, Bao is meal prepping for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I know he's not going to appreciate this, but I'm doing it anyway because it needs to get done.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, I just, oh my gosh, she deserves so much better. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
He even says, like, he can't see her as his wife. I'm like, well, she is your wife. So that's a problem right there, is that your perspective is that y'all are dating.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So because of all of this, they're not seeing eye to eye. They do get this impromptu meeting with Pastor Cal, and Pastor Cal immediately calls out, or it's over FaceTime, and Pastor Cal immediately calls out that Johnny looks sad. Johnny just drags it out by saying he's sad because he's married to someone who's not right for him. And the comment about like his family liking her, her liking his family, and he doesn't even like her. He says that right in front of her. He says like she's presenting a different version of herself to whoever they're with. She's and then Bao's like, okay, but he's not giving me credit for these things that I do. And she names them. He's like, okay, well, she's like, well, what specifically haven't I done? He's like, okay, you said gourmet meals. She's like, well, we have cooked gourmet meals. He's like, together, not you haven't cooked them by yourself.
You're stuck on that one line from that party.
Yes. Yes. And Pastor Kyle's like, okay, Johnny, you're not being fair. And then the infamous, is there anyone else you have an affinity for? Mm-hmm. And Belle's like, whoa, I haven't even thought of that. Because I always assume there isn't. And after being dragged out over a commercial break, he says there isn't anyone else, but he's just comparing her to the ideal person. He said there are times during this process that he wishes he could be matched with literally anyone else.
Now, do you think he means like any one of the other wives, or do you think he means like just? It's just
I think he means anyone else in the world.
Yeah. But I think yeah, like that's where your mind would Rachel. Have to go at first, like where he's like, yeah, exactly, like she said my name. You know, like when you're just hanging out with the couples, it seemed like that really brought it out in him. So it's like, mm-hmm. If he thinks like he would get along better with any of these other wives,
right? Absolutely.
Another thing coming.
Exactly. Like Bao is the best for him, even of the other women, because like imagine him with Mirla. She would not put up with like lifestyles just wouldn't match. Mm-hmm. There are just so many things about the other women. It's like, what is he not seeing that? Like, it's not just, oh, Bao has this one characteristic I don't like. I would be happier with someone else I could enjoy spending time with.
Right.
He's not seeing the full picture. Mm-hmm. So she starts crying, unfortunately, and they face each other. And he's like, I know we're going through a hard time. I feel discouraged, but I'm not going to run away or continue to be negative. I'm like, okay, boy who cries wolf, because
yeah. he really needed Pastor Cal to like call him on all that stuff though, because he was like you're with Bao because she's like still here sitting through like what you're saying to her, and like that's the kind of person you need that won't run away, because mm-hmm. he knew that he had like some issues, you know,
right?
That he was this perfectionist, but very like specific to what he's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he needs somebody. Or he needed to hear Pastor Cal say that this person doesn't exist, this ideal person.
Yes.
Because
thinking, I don't believe you.
Yeah. He's thinking like he wants a personal assistant, basically. Like, I need you to be my alarm clock. Wake me up.
Yeah.
I need you to make only the food I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you hate doing it, mm-hmm. do it every day.
Yeah. You need to be on my shower schedule.
Yeah. There's no compromise for him. He's never thinking, what can I do to be a better husband for Bao?
Mm-hmm.
It's always me, me, me. I'm not happy. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this. It's just like, where is the Gil effort? Where is that?
Yeah. Gil is just like, it doesn't even seem like he's putting on an act. It doesn't seem like he's like, oh, I need to be like, I'm on TV. I better be on my best behavior. It's just like this seems like who he is. Whereas like, when I see the behavior of Johnny and like Jose, I'm thinking about like, these are like professionals that have, you know, good, like high paying jobs that like, what is their workplace? What are their coworkers, their bosses thinking about watching this? Cause you're going to tune in if you're like, I know somebody like,
oh,
that's
I
on
know this person. TV yeah.
And, yeah. I'd be so Absolutely. Embarrassed.
Right? It's like, I don't know, maybe they thought like, okay, after I get on this show, you know, maybe I can start doing some influencing. I don't know, but it's just like, oh my goodness. Yeah, I love Pastor Cal saying like, you're looking for the perfect wife. Like, we found you someone who is perfectly imperfect or imperfectly perfect for you or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that, yes, because it's that dating, it's the dating app mentality. One thing I don't like, up, I can ghost them or I can just unmatch them, stop talking to them. I just running away rather than, I don't know. Yeah, it's tough because I don't know if he's ever going to get out of that mentality. He's 35. I mean, at this point, he's thinking like, hey, I'm successful in my own right. I'm doing well for myself. I want to find somebody that fits into that. I don't have to deal with things I don't like. So, which is not even just a don't like, it could be a learn to like, or this is he doesn't like things because they're different. And it's like, you could adjust and just learn that like, oh, this is Bao. You know, I didn't know that this was something I could enjoy, but I could, but anyway, they're getting ready for bed. They agree to talk. And she says, like, she's definitely not happy. He said a lot of the things that he said in front of Pastor Cal were raw and he regrets saying them. He wishes he had just talked to her before they talked to Pastor Cal. Like, y'all tried to talk and that didn't work. he said that, you know, they basically just have two versions of the truth. And he finally does admit, like, he does appreciate the things that she does for him. And this is when he talks about how when she bakes, it's for her and not for him. And she's just like, because I'm learning you. I don't know you, Johnny. Mm-hmm. You don't know me. So, yeah, the next time on. Yeah, what did we see there? Because
he said,
yeah.
We could have dated for 15 years. Like, I wasn't attracted to you.
Yeah. It's like, oh my goodness. So I was thinking, okay, maybe this is edited, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
He does say in the preview also that when he's with her, he's somebody that he doesn't want to be. And once again, I feel like he's blaming her for the reason he's feeling like he has to act this way.
Mm-hmm.
Which maybe he'll have a different perspective watching it back and seeing him show his whole butt. gosh, where do we even rate them?
I don't know. Well, we also see like the clips of Decision Day or no, not Decision Day, but where next week they're meeting, experts are meeting, Dr. Pepper and Pastor Cal are meeting with each person individually.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like they should do almost like right when they get back from the honeymoon to sort of all these people that need the reset.
Yeah, level set. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're calling them out on things that should have been called out earlier. And I think when they meet together, they don't always say, you know, what's really going on and what's bothering them.
Right.
But we show, we see Val saying something like, his mind's already made up. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at a two with them. Like, this is such a roller coaster.
Same. Oh, gosh. What a, you were at a four last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm also at a two because I just think at this point, Johnny just truly doesn't like her and he's just looking for a way out. Mm-hmm. Val is in it. She like, I think she would be committed to it even if he was Jose, you know, like I think it, I think she would be committed with anyone that they matched her with because she's trusting the process and Johnny is not trusting the process because I think mainly because he knows her.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have a little bit more patience if it was someone he didn't know, but he's just like, no, this is the girl I knew 15 years ago and I wasn't attracted to her then.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so bad for Bao because she does seem like such a catch. It's just annoying. I just wish she didn't have to deal with this. that's it for Johnny and Bao. Which couple do you want to discuss next?
Well, there's some parallels with, you know, we talked about Ryan. So let's talk, let's get Brett and Ryan, our favorite couple, over with.
Yeah.
So we start out like having to be reminded of the sad story about, you know, Baxter.
Yes.
And apparently Maisie ate some of, like, what we see a footage of Maisie, like, on, like, standing on the dining room table. And normally, I love, like, seeing any videos where, like, pets going wild when, like, the owners aren't around and, like, just the things that they'll do when they have an opportunity. But Maisie ate some of the condolence flowers for Baxter. And Brett's still, like, laughing it off. And
yes.
So, again, it's like, you talk about like what Bao is doing, putting in effort. I feel like Brett is the same way. Like she is like trying so hard. And like she went on that date when last week when she should have, like she didn't need to. Not like there's one thing you should or shouldn't do, but just like she would have been totally in the right to be like, you know what? I just need time to mourn. I'm not up for this. So she wants to like show up and do these things. But we see scenes of Ryan just kind of like, I'm still like not, you know, feeling great about this. I have my doubts. And we learn some more things that he's upset with Brett about, which is weird that, again, why not bring this stuff up earlier? We have him talking to his sister about it instead. Apparently, like, she's messy. And that is another, like, big turnoff for him or a worry for the future. So
yeah, and even has video footage,
yeah,
to show the the extra bedroom and the extra bathroom, and how she's kind of like taking over. I mean, it did like look like an explosion of clothes,
yeah. But when you're living like temporarily too, and it's like okay, you're just bringing stuff, and it's not like where they're moving in together, but it just seems like not an easy thing to bring up, but just something that you could have brought up when, you know, Dr. Vivian was there or when you're talking about, okay, this is one thing that's like, we're different on. You don't have to say like, I'm so like, this is such a turnoff or something, but just like, I like to have my space a little more clean. You could say, do you want me to help organize this? Should we turn this room into a closet? Because a lot of people do that when they have a two bedroom. Like, it's like, you need more closet space. So I don't know.
Yeah. Do it. Do like a Jose approach. Let me help you get cleaner.
Yeah. Let me just show you my ways.
Yeah.
Also we have Brett planning a date that would be up Ryan's alley, and Jose and Rachel join them on this like ninja warrior type date. Did you know this location?
I did. Yes, I've seen it. One of my best friends used to live near it. And I've been to a rock climbing place that's in that same parking lot.
Okay.
a couple times. And I've always like wanted to go, but then I like watch Ninja Warrior. I'm like, that stuff looks too hard. So I'd imagine the gym is tough. So I've never tried it.
Yeah, this wouldn't be my ideal date, but yeah, it was like Ryan was all about it, but it was didn't mm-hmm. seem like he was connecting it. Like, I'm really excited that she
planned this
for me, where she was thinking like, if this doesn't work, I'm out of ideas. And then there's also the scene of Brett with a friend of hers kind of talking, mm-hmm. Like in an outdoor patio somewhere. I don't know if it was at the apartment or a restaurant.
Yeah, I think they're in a restaurant, but I don't think they said what the restaurant was.
Okay, I saw somebody had a screenshot of like how dirty the cushions were, yes! And then I couldn't unsee that.
I noticed that while watching, and I was just thinking like, that's exactly why I don't like go to public places and then go sit like on my bed, because of things like that. I was like, those pillows are visibly dirty.
Yeah. But it was strange because sometimes these friends, like, I don't know. It just seemed like the friend seemed shocked when Brett was like, no, it's not just like about physical that he's, it seemed like the friend was like, based on her reaction, like that, oh, he must not be attracted to you. I was like, that's not a great friend. But she didn't say that, but she was just like, what? It's not that? That's not the reason? You know? So yeah. Sometimes these friends just kind of like can make things worse. But yeah, right. I didn't get a ton out of this conversation. Just that
me neither.
I don't know where this couple is going to go.
Yeah, she feels like the main thing is she feels like he's pulling away. So she's she's not blind to it, but she also just wants him to man up and say how he's feeling.
Which he attempts to do when he's just talking about sleeping on the couch. Has he been sleeping on the couch for a couple of days or something?
I don't know if he's been doing it the whole time.
This is so hard to follow. I can't tell you how many times I was rewinding when he was like talking about something about the couch, and I just couldn't follow him. But he mm-hmm. was basically trying to say that he maybe this. Okay, now this is why he was so upset about that bedroom being messy, because he wants to go from the couch to that bedroom, I think is what he's saying.
And he thought the couch was easier. Than going, he said, I thought the couch would be easier than like having two completely separate bedrooms, or being in two completely separate bedrooms.
Yeah, almost like on the surface, because then I'm thinking that maybe it's like you can kind of look like you're in one bedroom together when you just have one bedroom set up as a bedroom. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it would be weird to me that they would be on, like, not in the same room from the beginning. Like, he would have had to maybe move to the couch at some point, because they were doing pretty well on the honeymoon. It was like, I don't think they slept separately there.
Yeah, and maybe it was that convo with Dr. Viviana.
Yeah, where he's just like some... Like, it's like they reached a point where they weren't being intimate, and then he's just like, if it hasn't happened by now, you know, like, I'm not feeling it or something.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and it just seemed all about him. Like, if I don't get sleep, then I'm not going to be this good person. Like, it's not good for any of us. And it was just kind of nothing about the actual issues of it.
Exactly. It was kind of like, if anyone's watching Station 19, there's this, I know there are very few of us out there, but there's this character, Dean, who is in love with one of the fellow firefighters, Vic. And like, it finally became time for him to tell her he was in love with her. But then he chickened out and he just said like, oh, do you want to come like work on this initiative, this firefighter thing with me? And it was like the perfect opportunity to just say it. Like, the door was open, no distractions. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of this because it was like, he literally had it with perfect opportunity. He said he's struggling. He says nothing natural has happened with him. And it was a perfect opportunity to just be like, you know, I don't know if I see a future for us because of these things, just to put it out all out on the table. But he's like, oh, I really want to sleep in the separate bedroom. I'm just like, what? Just fumbled the bag because you were nervous. And she knew he had something to say. Mm-hmm. She was letting him say it. I'm so glad because sometimes we can like assume what the other person is saying and just kind of help them get there.
Yeah.
But she didn't. It's just like, what do you want to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Macy's face was yellow.
Yeah, from the pollen or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like his sister either was trying to sort of encourage him to like see Brett's side either. It was just kind of like, oh, like she's that messy. It was just seemed like a complaining session. But she just more encouraged him to be mm-hmm. upfront. Like, I'd rather have somebody just tell me like if they thought I was too messy or something.
So, yeah.
At least she said that. But it didn't seem like sometimes you see these other family visits where they're like, well, you know, I see her side. And like, they seem like more excited about the marriage. But I could see mm-hmm. like, if my brother was randomly like going to be unmarried at first sight, I probably would be more on the side like, yeah, let's pick apart all these issues. Like, this is probably not the smartest decision for you.
Yeah.
So.
Oh gosh. What about that super impactful conversation between him and Zach when they were working out?
Oh yeah. I totally forgot about it. Zach actually though was like giving better advice. Like, well,
yeah.
He was reiterating things that Pastor Cal had told him.
It's funny. My friend texted me and she was like, this is like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, this was peak Zach. Like, this was Zach at his best because it was valid advice, but all he was getting from, all he was getting from Ryan was, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Like, Zach was trying to tell him, like, you should tell her how you feel, like, be open. And he was asking questions and Ryan, I don't know, man. Giving us nothing.
Yeah. So. Never will understand why he was cast. Like, there's no way that he could have communicated anything in an interview, you know, talking about himself, you know, like, he's just not expressive and he goes out of his way to not communicate. So,
right. I'm trying to picture like when he's with the guys, I feel like that is the kind of Ryan he presented himself, like happy, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
He'll kind of like make jokes here and there, like kind of quieter, but like we'll throw in like some, like make fun of somebody in a, you know, like, yeah, you're my friend, but I'm just ribbing you kind of way. So,
yeah, it's almost like they need to like, so they pick the people, maybe narrow it down to like 20 people and then have them go on dates, not with their potential spouse, but set them up so you can see them in an environment of
dating.
They should
do Unmatchables for them. That's like, right? Like, oh, one thing his sister did say though, she was like, well, if it was a supermodel that was leaving dishes in the sink, and he like admitted, he'd like, well, I'd be like happier doing the dishes. So it's like, okay, so it is like a physical thing too. You have this unrealistic expectations. Like, I think because he's like fit, and he works out a lot. He thinks he's like a specimen, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, no, you're not going to be everybody's physical type either. So,
right. Just because like, and Brett lets him know how attractive she thinks he is. And so that just
makes it worse.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, just because you're Brett's type, that's it, you know?
Yeah. And I think like he's not really her type. She said that like, this is not like who she would typically go for, but she's really, I think that's also her putting in effort because like her friend was saying, you know, you're not just about like looks or things like that. So
yeah,
I think she's like, yeah, I can work with this kind of thing, but
right.
Yeah.
So where would you rate them?
I'm at a 1 for them now. Definitely.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
It's at this stage, if you're moving out of the bedroom instead of like being in separate bedrooms and moving in. Yeah. It just seems like he, like the phrases we hear him say and the previews too, it seems like it's more like, I'm going to see this through kind of thing. Like, it's, what couple was that was kind of similar? Was it Henry and Christina, where we knew it was over, but they like just want to do the process.
Right. They're like, we'll just stick it out.
But they were both on the same page about that.
Right, right. It wasn't like one person thinking. Because I was thinking of like Luke and Kate from season 8, but they had so much drama. Mm-hmm. I'm also at a 1. There's just no hope. I'm sorry.
And they're not like the experts. There's no motivation. If you're the experts to like come in and like really help them out, it's like, are they going to be the stars of couples cam?
Right.
No, like we don't need them and our alums, like just let them go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be okay without them. So next we're going to dive into a couple who didn't really give us much. I mean, they've had their fair share of screen time in past episodes, so understandable. I'm glad that they're kind of heading in a more positive direction. Zach and Michaela.
Yeah, so, this was like just fun for them.
Yeah. They had a date. Was it Michaela who planned it?
I don't know. I didn't get that part.
Okay. Well, they went to this place called Main Street Soccer. It's literally 5 minutes from me. So I was like, okay, good to know that they do bubble ball because that looks super fun.
I was going to say, like, we had to, like, do some kind of, like, Asia dates around Houston. Because it seems like there's so many fun things. Like, that could be, like, an off season. Like,
Like, report in, be, like, a 20-minute podcast to talk about
this place. Yeah, this place is a good first date activity.
Like, this restaurant is really nice, but it's intimate. So this needs to be like, you know, fifth or sixth date. So they just overall had a great time. They like were doing some dance moves with the if you don't know what bubble ball is you have this big ball you're inside of this big plastic ball and then you just run and hit the other person and knock them over. Apparently, I think the goal is to. I think you can also play soccer with that on. It's just that like the contact is more fun because you'll bounce off of each other. Mm-hmm. That's what they were doing. They were kicking the ball and Michaela wasn't doing that great. But they just had overall a good time. They talked about when they've been the happiest in their marriage. And she said hers was when he came back from the honeymoon, and his was at the wedding when she started crying while he was dancing for her. So just positive date. Mm-hmm. Good look for them. Mm-hmm. She had lunch with her sister. She said marriage is like a Rubik's Cube. You're just constantly trying to figure out, which I was thinking, okay, Rubik's Cube for certain people, because I can solve a Rubik's Cube in under 2 minutes. I don't think marriage is going to be that easy. So she said he's learning how he needs to talk to her. And she does admit that she does love him. So there's that.
Yeah, she told her sister, not him, though, right?
right. Exactly. Then to close them out for this episode, they hung up their vows and they kind of hung it up crooked, which was funny because they were trying to be perfect at first. And then they do some scrapbooking with their wedding photos and they wrote poems for each other. And she wrote this sweet poem that with his name. And at first when she was doing it, she's like, Z is for this, A is for this. And once she got past C, I was like, wait, what is she spelling? Then I realized Zachary, not Zach. Yeah, so she's like, the R is for, and I was like, R? And then he went the joke route with his poem, and he did admit that he's loving her in a forever type of way. And so she said that was her first time hearing him say he loves her.
Yeah, I mean, these scenes are all great. I just couldn't remember. I'm like, but where were they at last week? Like, it just seemed like this seemed out of nowhere. Like, cause it just, they're also so up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hard for me to like fully buy in.
Yes, right. Because we're like, we know that they don't have like no conflict.
Right. They don't have that solid foundation.
Right. And I think it is to the point where we can see that they like each other as people. Like they get along really well and they can be friends. The point of hesitation is their marriage and how they're going to make that work given how they handle conflict resolution differently.
Right. Have chemistry.
Yes. Yes. So I just hope that they're like not putting that on the back burner and then it just blows up again in a couple episodes. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think. So yeah, Zach was crying when they were doing those one-on-one visits on the next episode. And he was like, he has this view that everything has to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Which is literally the same view that Johnny and Jose and Ryan have. Literally four of the five husbands.
Yeah.
So
maybe they're just hanging out with each other too much and they all right. are starting to be like, yeah, that's what I think too. And they're validating each other.
Right. And then they all get like the same talking points. Yeah. So I don't know. It's hard to rate them this week because it felt like rose colored glasses a little mm-hmm. bit.
Yeah. But
I think I'll still go with three. Because the main thing I got out of this is that they're trying and I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could have easily, you know, sat out doing, I'm sure all the couples were encouraged to plan like kind of fun, like TV type dates, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is also, it does make you worry too, though, when you have these big dates and even though it's like you're back at home, it's like, it's not really something you're doing every week. Normally because yeah. it costs money and it's like puts effort and takes time,
right?
It's not part of like a regular routine to have like a, not that they were extravagant dates, but it would be more like a maybe like a monthly date night kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So where would you rate them?
I would be at a 2 for them. Everything we saw this episode was great, but I just am thinking overall the evidence mm-hmm. I've gathered, so
yeah.
I think, was it similar last week?
Yeah. We literally were both like you were at a 2 and I was at a 3 last week. Okay. And Jason was at a 2. So, mm-hmm. and we're both, you were at a 2 and I was at a 3.
Okay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, next couple. We only have 2 left. Which direction do you want to head?
Let's go with the couple that can do no wrong lately.
Right. My personal Gila. Favorite couple.
Yeah, I know. Now they're my favorite as well.
Right.
Gil and Mirla, Girla.
Yes.
So they are looking for apartments, but what's interesting is Gil is looking on his own. And just like, you could just see Mirla saying like, yeah, I don't need to go on the tour. Like, just send me the highlights and take a photo. Like, I don't, you know, you can go like listen to all the rigmarole and
yeah.
As long as it has these amenities, like,
yeah,
which, he's, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, he's say talking,
that.
Go ahead.
That shows just how much she trusts him.
Yeah.
Because in no world did I think Mirla from week one would be trusting Gil to pick the place she lives.
Yeah, no, she's set up. Like, she's established who she is this whole time, and she does not deviate. So he knows it's basically like, just if it costs more, she's going to like this. Like, it's pretty straightforward, because she's talking about her phone is 2 years old. She needs a new phone. He's like, what's wrong with your phone? Can you call? Can you text? Like, oh, I need a new camera. And he just laughs. Yeah. But she laughs too.
Yeah.
But she's not going to change her mind about it.
Right.
Then we see her talking to one of her friends. And she's like, he knows who I am. And I trust him to look at these places. Like, he's telling me that this one has the mirrors that work you out with the people that work out in the mirror. And so as long as it has like the latest technology of anything in the pool. And so he knows. And then her friend was like, well, don't try to make him bougie. And she's like, oh, he already is. Like,
yeah.
I think her friend was worried, like, don't try to like change who he is.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was really excited about that. So things seem headed in a good direction. And
just real quick to go back to them finding the apartments.
Yeah.
I love their conversation about it, because he's like, my lease is up in 3 weeks. And, you know, like, I'm thinking about like not renewing it. And she jokes like, oh, you should renew it. And they like laugh. It's like, assume, no, he's not going to renew it.
Well, at first I was confused, because like, usually there's not like such a lineup like that, because isn't this show over in 3 weeks, like, or decision day in 3 weeks?
That's true.
So he's got it planned perfectly. That's how it works. Like, but she definitely doesn't want to live with him where he lives, you know. It's not good enough for her. So he needs a place to live regardless. So he is keeping her in mind. So it's a good sign for them. And then he's meeting with his friend as well, kind of just describing how she is, and you know, that like she just wants everything expensive. And but then he's talking about taking like the dog walker thing as the example, like that he said, well, I have a dog walker now because I work 24-hour shifts, and just recounting that she thought that he should retain that dog walker. But he's like, well, you have two legs, like, you can go out. And then we see the footage of her taking Hype out, and she's actually like affectionate to a degree, you know. And then this was kind of an offhand comment, but I feel like it should have been drawn, like, emphasized more. I wish I'd seen footage of her actually saying this, but he said, like, now she's asking me to get her dog, like a dog for her. Like, I can just picture it's going to be like a little Yorkie or something. You know?
Absolutely.
But it's like, hey, as long as I'm going out, I want one that I can just see her like wanting one for her Instagram that fits her, you know?
Right. One that she could just take everywhere with her. It's super clean.
Yeah. So
she should definitely get some type of poodle mix, because they don't shed.
Yeah.
So she would, I would highly recommend a Malshi Poo. I'm totally biased, but literally my dog, Malti, Shih Tzu, and Poodle. So she doesn't shed. And so like Mirla, if you're out there and you're listening, if you can find a Malshi Poo, highly recommend it. But I was totally caught off guard by that comment. So I was like, what? And he did say like she gives him so much affection, and so he has zero doubts about them consummating their marriage.
So now I just feel like they're the new standard of like, okay, the proof that you have to take it slow, like you rush into these things, that then your expectations get too high.
Yeah.
And you're in that honeymoon phase, whereas they were building and building, but they were always I think the secret with them is that they both were like, okay, committed to it, and that they want to be married, and they were attracted to each other. So I think if one of them, if Mirla was not attracted to him, she would not be putting in the effort. You know, she would have been like, no,
absolutely,
that's not it. You know?
Yeah.
So
Yeah, this is the one couple where, like, the statement I made at the beginning about, like, that you get to an age, or, like, these guys get to an age and they don't change. This is the one where I think the woman, like, Mirla is at the point where she's kind of, like, before Gil, I think she was at a point where she's thinking, like, okay, I'm not going to change. Like, I like how I am, and that, you know, if you don't take it or leave it, right? And the fact that she's made these, like, she's grown, especially in these areas of, like, affection and her and Hype, like, just her being able to care for him as a dog. Mm-hmm. It's just, I give credit to Gil's patience. Mm-hmm. And, like, even in the preview, we do see her crying, but I think it's in a sense of she's so happy, mm-hmm. because she didn't think how she feels about Gil would be possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause the preview we see of just Dr. Pepper talking to Mirla, it was just like some weird comment. Like, I know you've been out partying, and it's just her Mirla laughing it off. So I feel like that's just mm-hmm. some joke about, like, cause that's not Mirla, you know? So
yeah,
it has nothing to do with, like, any kind of drama yeah. or anything. So mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. They just love solid. To try to. Yeah. So I'm so happy with them. I can't say enough good things about.
We didn't see Goodwill. They didn't have one of those kind of, like, couple-y dates this week. Maybe he's too busy looking at apartments.
Right, yeah. Right. Too busy planning for the future.
Yeah.
So where would you rate them?
5.
Same. Yeah, we were 5 last week. Too.
Crazy.
All just 180. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Because Jason gave them a 1 the first time he was on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm proud of them. Really am. Mm-hmm. I wish the other couples. I know Gil tries to do his part mm-hmm. by, like, being the forefront of these conversations, but I really wish they would, like, go to them for advice more.
Mm-hmm. They're probably all thinking, like, oh, they don't even kiss, so, you know,
yeah.
What can they teach me?
Yeah,
like, not gonna last.
We're so ahead of them. It's like, no, you need to be learning from them. Mm-hmm. So last and certainly not least, we'll go to Rachel and Jose. Oh yeah. Were you able to catch Unfiltered this week?
Yeah.
Was there any info?
Not a lot. Let's see. It was Rachel, Bao, and I think probably Ryan, because I can't remember who the other person was. So, yeah, I mean, it was nice to get Bao's perspective. She talked about how she was feeling when she kind of broke down when Pastor Cal was talking to them, because it was like, I'm sitting there like nobody appreciating me. My husband's mm-hmm. not, but, you know, Pastor Cal, like, called out, like, the things I was doing and, like, appreciating who I was. So, like, yeah. That made her emotional. And then, yeah, we get a little bit on Rachel's, like, what she really meant about, you know, we haven't talked about it yet, but when, like, she just didn't like how she phrased the whole, like, this is Summer Rachel. It was just more like she wanted to, I guess her point was more that she wanted to have some time on her own because she's used to that in the summer mm-hmm. or something, and that she wouldn't be happy being just sitting around.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Gotcha. So no real juice. I'm surprised. No. Yeah, I'm surprised Bao didn't say more, but I don't know.
She's two different people, you know, like she's yeah. putting on a face. No, oh, actually, she also talked about how she doesn't feel that she's these different people. Mm-hmm. But she's like, with my work friends, I am a certain way. We talk about certain things. With my, you know, close friends, I'm like this. With my family, I'm this way. So she just had a different view on it that, like, but it's mm-hmm. still me. Like, but she does have different, like, sides that come out, but that it's yeah. all still her.
Gotcha. Okay. That's fair. I mean, isn't that how we all are? We all talk about different things with different people.
Right.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going to try to make sense of Johnny.
Yeah.
So Rachel and Jose, she was cooking breakfast. She said, we learned that she likes eggs in the microwave. How?
Oh.
Like, unless she's talking about like prepared, like,
oh, like they're already made, like,
yeah, and you just heat them up.
Yeah.
Hoping that's what she's talking about.
Maybe there's a way to stir them up or pour like egg beaters into something. I don't know. I don't want to know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If any of y'all out there, please tweet at us and let us know how to make eggs in the microwave. Not going to say
it takes
I'm gonna
no
try.
Time to me on the stove.
Right.
I think that's maybe where Jose was coming from. It's like, right. See, that wasn't much time.
Right.
But I was with her on like, if something's going to take a half hour and I could get a half hour of sleep, you know, then yeah. I might want the grab and go breakfast, but I just wouldn't do eggs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they're kind of coming off the heels of like having to make up after that explosive episode 10. Mm-hmm. And so she's saying now she feels 1,000 times better. And they have a conversation about she's like, I'm doing like a lot of firsts with you. Like, I can't wait. I really look forward to our first trip to Europe together. And he's like, oh, well, like, I really want to do a road trip through Texas. It's like completely different ideas of like vacationing.
Right.
So it's like, I mean, you basically rode through Texas if you just drive to Austin from Houston. Yeah. But you'll there's quite a bit of land in between those two cities, so you'll see some stuff.
I don't know why it had to be like two different things. Like, why does it have to be like, you're so against me? Like, he like, this is his travel and this is my idea of travel. Like, couldn't you just say like, this is on my list of like, at one point I'd like to do a road trip around Texas. And at one point I'd like to go to Europe. And I don't know why it has to be like, no, I would never go to Europe, or no, I would never like take a road trip, you know?
Well, with Jose, you know, you probably get one vacation a year to spend money on, and he's thinking gas. So it's like, it's either or.
Right.
Yes. It can be an and. You definitely could do both. They do join Rachel or, Brett and Ryan at the American Ninja Warrior gym. Rachel is very impressive. She made it all the way to the top of the, is it called the warp wall? I think.
That,
I used to watch American Ninja Warrior. Definitely don't anymore, but I think it is the warp wall. She made it to the top, which was pretty cool. And then they go to this winery, Saddlehorn Winery. It's actually 1 hour and 15 minutes away. From me, at least. Mm-hmm. So like from Houston, like the heart of Houston, it's pretty far. So I wonder, it would have been some good footage to get like some road trip footage from them, but maybe they just listen to music.
Yeah, true.
So she said they're in a really good place. And this, like you mentioned, this statement is concerning to him, that she's never been single did she say she's always been single during the summer?
Yeah, or I've never dated during the summer.
Yeah, never been in a relationship during the summer. So summer Rachel's coming, and because she works in education, she gets the summers off. And so she's like, you know, beware, because brace yourself, because I get bored easily. And
definitely need that context that she's a teacher, though, because it's like, I think we saw the preview where it's like, I've never dated anyone in the summer. It seemed like she was like freaking out to have like a long relationship or something. Like,
right.
It's got to be free.
Right. It's going to be hot. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But her saying brace yourself is what he's stuck with. He's like, wait, so you're telling me I need to be prepared for something and I don't know what that is. Oh my gosh, calm down. She's basically just saying like she just needs to have things to do because she's going to be at home all day if he's at work. So she's just going to have to figure out how to occupy her time, and she doesn't want to get too bored. And so he's like, okay, I'm going to brace myself. It's like, oh my gosh. Making something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it for them. I'm trying to think. Rachel does say that he has a temper when she's talking to Dr. Pepper or Pastor Cal next episode. So I don't know if that's going to be like a reminder of what they've gone through and kind of triggers mm-hmm. for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with I'm still not convinced that he's not going to have a temper again, or that he knows how to manage his emotions. So mm-hmm. I'll go with the 3.
Yeah, I think 3 is the way to go for them because, yeah, they probably are going to say yes on decision day, but is it the right idea? No. Yeah, right. And it's just like he has to let go of that control. And I think we see Dr. Pepper in the preview. I think she's talking to him when she's like, I do think you're a control person. Like, you're too controlling.
Right.
So.
Exactly. So that's it. Anything else to add for any of these couples?
I don't think so. I'm still enjoying the season. So,
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next episode because I think when you get them talking about themselves, you really get some stuff coming out.
We get some context. We get some clarity.
Right. Especially, I think specifically for Ryan, because these little, I can't explain. That's not going to fly with Dr. Pepper or Pastor Cal. So mm-hmm. I think we're going to finally get some true feelings from him and Johnny.
Right.
Even though Johnny has not spared us at all about his true feelings.
Right.
I just think that I'm looking forward to, if he is with Pastor Cal, I'm looking forward to Pastor Cal's realness in response to the things he's saying. And then, you know, Dr. Pepper, she's really tough sometimes. So I think that she's tough on the couples. And so I'm looking forward to her. We're finally getting her. I mean, has mm-hmm. she been? We haven't seen her before now, right?
No.
Yeah. And this will be episode 13. I want that kind of job mm-hmm. where I just come in on the 13th week, stop by and then leave and right. then still get paid for a full season.
Exactly. She's the only one that's hung on, you know, so
right.
from the very beginning.
Yeah. So where can people find you?
You can find me podcasting soon to be about The Bachelorette, but podcasting about Bachelor in Paradise on the reality TV or Hap-Ups feed with Haley. And Asia, you'll be joining us for the draft for Michelle's season coming up soon.
Yes, very excited. I still need to look through all the bios and everything, but I've loved all the promos for Michelle's season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited. Yeah, you're just podcasting about the Bachelor, Nation year round.
Exactly.
Because when Michelle wraps up, there's probably going to be no time before the Bachelor starts again.
No, and the Bachelor is going to be somebody from her season, so it's very strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. So yeah, everybody, you can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia. So A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. Now that Big Brother is done, podcasting has definitely chilled out. So, you can just find me here every week talking about Married at First Sight and then, you know, guesting along the way on different reality TV wrap-ups like The Bachelorette. So thank you guys for sticking with us. Remember to go leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast, and then we'll read it on the podcast. So we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.